iconic music.
I love it so much.
Love it.
Astronomers are set to release the first ever photograph of a black hole at the top of the hour.
This is seriously so cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's black.
It'll be unveiled by the National Science Foundation at a news conference that starts at 8 o'clock our time. The images will come from the Event Horizon Telescope, an international effort using 8 linked radio observatories around the world.
Wow.
Now, you hear about a black hole, and what comes to mind, right? I mean, it's just kind of everlasting darkness, right?
Gravity sucking you in.
Homeownership.
Black holes are collapsed stars whose gravity is so powerful that not even light can escape.
Unbelievable.
And until now, images of black holes in space have been simulations and illustrations.
Yeah.
But at the top of the hour, we get our first glimpse.
I can't wait to see if the simulations and illustrations are anything at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited. I'm thinking about all of the Stargate episodes that I've watched now involving black holes.
And in fact, they say some scientists believe that the groundbreaking photos may provide new insight into Albert Einstein's theory of relativity.
Seriously. Wow. Oh, so, I'm so excited.
This is super cool.
Learning a lot to be alive these days.
Unbelievable.
The more glimpses we get of God's creation, what a wonder we should have.
Right?
WIB Wake Up Show, Caleb, Mark, and Hillary with you on WWIB. We have our breakthrough premiere event coming up tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. is the movie, from 4 to 7 p.m., a spaghetti feed fundraiser for Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services. And Fire Chief Mike Heffler joins us now on the line. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Caleb.
Great to have you with us this morning. Of course, we're very much looking forward to the event tomorrow evening and raising funds for a portable ventilator, and we're really looking forward to seeing you all in person tomorrow.
Yes, we're very excited about this opportunity also.
Awesome. Hey, Hillary here. So, Chief, now, my background, I was actually an emergency room nurse at a couple of facilities, currently a police and fire commissioner, so I understand the importance of this, but let's talk to the listeners a little bit about this. Can you put us in the back of an ambulance and kind of talk us through what does this look like in a respiratory arrest situation without a ventilator, and what your people are doing versus with this portable vent, and how your personnel are freed up?
Well, the idea behind this is portable battery-operated lightweight device is, you know, to assist in oxygenation or delivering oxygen to the patients. And what it does is it frees up the hands of manually bagging, what we call manually bagging or administering oxygen. It also, by freeing up the hands of a responder, they're allowed to deliver other life preservation measures that would assist. So which would help the other paramedics in the field, as well as giving high performance ventilations during transport. And this is to a pediatric patients or adults weighing up at least 11 pounds.
Mm-hmm. So, Chief, purchasing this, and we're trying to raise the $18,000. How will that specifically help Chippewa Falls Fire and Rescue?
And like I said, this with this machine, it delivers that quality of uninterrupted ventilations, which is very important to life preservation. Also, freeing up the hands to have another paramedic doing other measures, and it just gives a better quality of care from the field, from the emergency scene, all the way to the ER.
Right, and I think people don't always realize that in these situations, if you have someone who's intubated, you have one specific person doing absolutely nothing but sitting there with that patient and squeezing a bag every few seconds to administer those breaths. That is one job, and that's one of the most important jobs. But if you can free that person up to be able to, you know, help with IVs, help with chest compressions,
yes,
help with, you know, monitoring EKG stuff, that's huge. When you only have room in the back of an ambulance for two people, that
correct,
doubles your workforce.
Yes, it does. It doubles the work. And like I said, given that quality of the ventilation,
mm-hmm,
which
much higher,
uninterrupted, because we, you know, the different precarious situations we get ourselves, people get themselves into, even carrying somebody down a flight of stairs, that ventilator can be put on a patient that has a tube inserted,
right,
and that laid on their chest. And guess what? It's uninterrupted. It's continuous high flow O2,
mm-hmm,
that delivers a better product. And for life preservation, we have to keep the brain and the organs fully oxygenated.
Right.
And sometimes that interruption, you know, may be between life and death.
Absolutely. One of the things I love that you had mentioned is that this is not just for adults, but there's pediatric settings on there as well. And that's huge, because I know myself having been in pediatric codes and things like that, it's higher stress, higher adrenaline. You're choosing. You have to kind of sometimes guesstimate, okay, which size bag do I want to use for this patient? I'm
correct.
Guessing with this machine, you just punch in like a body size. It does that math for you, and it takes a weight off your mind.
Exactly. It has to do with kilograms, the size of the pediatric, and the size, because as we know nowadays, you know, some children are larger, so you can kind of make an estimate. So you set this up accordingly.
Yes.
And like I said, this is for, like, all the way down to 11 pounds to your adults.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very few devices out there that are functional, have that big a range where it could be used by anyone.
Awesome.
Or anyone.
Perfect.
We're talking with Chief Mike Heffler of Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services here on the WIB Wake Up Show. And again, Chief, we're inviting everyone out between 4 and 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. We have our breakthrough premiere at 6 p.m., but 4 to 7, the public invited to come out to the Spaghetti Feed fundraiser. And what can kids and parents expect to see in terms of displays and fire equipment? I know you'll have staff on hand, and there'll be some different things going on around for a fun evening.
In our display area, right in, just inside where the theaters are, we're going to have two paramedics in there with some EMS equipment and some pictures and a display board. But they're there primarily to answer questions about this ventilator that we're looking at, and answer any other questions that the public may have concerning the Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services Department. Because people really don't know what goes on a daily basis, and this is kind of an educational thing about the department as a whole. Outside, we'll also have some of our ice and swift water rescue equipment, which includes the response vehicle, the boat, the swift water rescue raft, and the suits that we use when we actually do enter the water, and so they kind of see what goes on with that also.
Chief Heffler, we appreciate your time so much. We're looking forward to seeing you and some of the crew tomorrow evening, and hoping the public comes out to support, again, the fundraising efforts for this portable ventilator unit.
We hope so, too. We look forward to seeing the public also.
Thank you so much, Chief Michael Heffler of Chippewa Falls Fire and Emergency Services. More information, all we're doing on Facebook and at WWIB.com.
Well, I don't know. We talked about this off air. I don't know. Did we talk about this at all on air yesterday?
I don't think we did.
The toddler locks his dad's iPad. Yeah, the father of a 3-year-old, and this guy's a journalist, I guess, Evan Osnos. He's a staff writer at The New Yorker. And his 3-year-old son locked him out of his iPad until the year 2067. You can do that. He said that his
Apple's big on privacy.
You better watch it with Cooper. He had tried to hack into his iPad and got the password wrong so many times that Apple's got this security feature that every time you enter the wrong passcode, it makes you wait a little bit longer to try again.
Uh-huh.
Well, the photo tweeted showed that his son had forced him to have to wait more than 25 million minutes to try again.
Nice.
And here's the thing, the persistence of toddlers. It's, you know, again, asking questions and why. And for instance, we had this going on at our house where I was reading something, and I heard my wife being asked, can I play the Wii? Can I play the Wii? And by the middle child. And the middle child just turned 4, but very, very persistent. And she would say, no, I don't want you having more screen time. And I kid you not, it was maybe he would wait 2 minutes on the long end before asking again.
Can I play?
Eventually, he ended up needing to be disciplined because he wouldn't stop. But I'm just thinking that kind of persistence where it's like, just keep trying. Lock daddy and mommy out. Millions of minutes.
So apparently he tweeted yesterday he was able to, Osno says he was able to use the device firmware upgrade mode to get it into restoring mode, which Apple says you've got to be able to do so.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy. Mm-mm. I would not be in my happy place.
They're not cheap either.
No.
You talk about any tablet isn't necessarily cheap, but the iPad.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.